Driving rain and gusting winds are now whipping the coasts of Texas and Louisiana. Hurricane Rita has not yet officially made landfall. That happens when the storm's eye comes ashore. But the outer bands of the storm are being felt. On the storm's eastern edge, parts of New Orleans are flooding. Water is flowing over a breach in a damaged levee into the lower Ninth Ward. On the western edge, Houston is also seeing some effects of the storm. NPR's Carrie Kahn has a report now on how this city of 2 million tried to prepare for Rita.
At least 2.5 million people attempted to evacuate southern Texas to points north and west of Hurricane Rita's path. For many, the trip stretched overnight. Hundreds of motorists slept in their cars stranded on area highways after running out of gas in what has been called the longest traffic backup in U.S. history. At times, the line of cars reached 100 miles. Houston officials sent buses to pick up stranded motorists. Houston Mayor Bill White said no one will be left on the road.
We will not have a situation where people are sheltering in place along the highways. We will make sure that does not happen.
White says he was promised days ago that state officials would be sending gas tankers to refuel stations and aid motorists. He urged Good Samaritans along the way to share gas. Despite the backup, Texas Governor Rick Perry says the evacuation went well given the circumstances, and he's sure the state will weather the hurricane.
Because so many of our citizens took this evacuation very seriously, and because this state has thousands of rescue and relief workers on the standby. So be calm, be strong, say a prayer for Texas.
Officials did have warnings for residents who chose to stay in areas that were ordered evacuated. They said the time to leave has passed and urged holdouts to secure shelters, get out of trailer parks, and use their common sense.
Today is windy and cool, so you know something is changing.
Kim Bradford is a registered nurse at St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital at the large Texas Medical Center in the middle of Houston. She stayed behind to help staff the hospital during the hurricane.
I'm not feeling nervous or anything. I don't know what to expect, so I'm here.
And so is her 9-year-old son. He's going to sleep in a special ward set up for family members of hospital staff. St. Luke's offered bed space to family members in hopes of convincing staff to stay through the hurricane. But the more than 300 family members who've come with the 200 staffers is taxing hospital resources and making a hot topic at the hospital's daily command briefing.
If I can have your attention, please. We've had a lot of overnight developments that we'll be wanting to share this morning. Some good news and some not as good news.
St. Luke's CEO David Fine gives about 50 staffers an update. Patient load is manageable and morale is high, but he says food supplies are running a bit low. Despite some shortages, St. Luke's officials say they're ready for the hurricane. They've been preparing for the past 4 years. In June of 2001, Tropical Storm Allison caught the hospital off guard, flooding the facility. Since then, with help from FEMA and tens of millions of dollars, the hospital has installed 31 flood channel doors, raised essential electrical equipment, and built sturdy walls and windows. St. Luke's facilities manager Mike Reno shows off a 3-foot elevated platform built to lift the hospital's electrical unit off the ground.
It won't save this gear from a catastrophic flood, but it does provide an additional 3-foot elevation to get this equipment up.
And he says all backup generators have been moved to the third floor. Even though Tropical Storm Allison wasn't a hurricane, flooding was extensive because the storm passed through the region then doubled back a day later. Meteorologists say the weather conditions that caused Allison's erratic behavior are forming now, and that has Dr. David Pate a bit nervous.
The heart rate's a little bit faster than normal. I'm a little bit more alert and ready and thinking 100 miles an hour.
Pate says his biggest worry is whether he's thought of everything. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Houston.